Bite, bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
That's right. They're not going to get us because we have all the pop-up stoppers on our computer.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. No.
Have you fixed the Windows Messenger?
What do you mean, fixed?
Do you know how to get rid of spyware and adware?
Turn it off.
Yeah. Well, you can learn about all this stuff if you go to our website, datadoctors.com, and click on today's radio show, which will give you the resources to learn all about how to fight these insidious pop-ups.
You crazy, baby.
I'm crazy. Crazy like the fox. Hey, it's time for our what do we call that there segment there, Garrett?
The Geek Speak of the Week.
Geek Speak of the Week! Every week we try to bring you something maybe a little more amusing than Adam's acronym. Adam is hardcore tech stuff. Geek Speak of the Week is more fun stuff.
More of putting the eek back into geek.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that. What is this week's Geek Speak of the Week?
Spamvertise.
Spamvertise.
It's kind of appropriate being the topic here today.
Yeah.
It's basically to advertise over the internet using spam.
Yeah.
And basically the opinion of everybody is wish they would just stop giving you information.
But why do they continue to increase the amount of spamvertising they do?
Because they can.
Well, and because a certain percentage of you out there that complain about it still respond to the spamvertises.
Oh, yeah. Never respond to those, to be taken off our list. Go ahead and just confirm that you have an active email address.
Or never actually buy a product or service from somebody that's spamming because you're just encouraging them to, hey, look, we got some sales. Let's continue.
Let's get more.
Right.
Yeah, right. Nice.
Just say no to spamvertise. How about our Web Attack free download of the week?
The web attack, let's see, Spybot S&D.
Search and destroy.
I was hoping that didn't involve whip chains and a baseball.
No, that's
thing.
Spybot S&M, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a different program.
Okay. This adware, spyware detection and removal tool helps you in the adware battle. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, if you're not aware, adware is what basically all of you have. If you've not run one of these adware, spyware detectors, you will be shocked on how many little insidious programs are running around in the back of your computer, basically spying on you and sending information back. Some of the really, really bad spyware programs will actually then serve you up pop-ups even when you're not on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing you want to do if you're having a lot of those types of issues, it's good to have this thing for whether you're having pop-up problems or not. It's a good thing to have to get rid of all that.
Well, a lot
sneaky
of them
software.
Will record information about what sites you go to, what kind of topics you're interested in, and then advertise that information to people who want to spam you, and then sell basically your information in regards to that, and then they just spam the daylights out of you in those topics.
Well, typically, though, the adware and spyware doesn't have anything to do with spam. It has more to do with more probably with pop-ups because they don't necessarily collect email addresses, the spyware program.
When I try and make a sale to you on those topics, so that, hey, he's interested in this,
exactly.
Let's go ahead and shove this right in his face.
He's been searching for cars, let's serve a bunch of, that's not necessarily a bad thing, but the problem is all these programs run in the background. Well, they steal resources from your computer. They slow things down, slow down your internet connection. It's all not good. So if you're interested in getting that program or AdAware, which is another program we recommend, just check out all the resources on today's show at datadoctors.com.
And another thing, pop-ups that are really annoying is when you're getting through that really tough level in a game.
Yes.
Bing! You get a pop-up, and it crashes your game out. You just want to,
By the way, if you're one of those file-sharing software pirates, music pirates, if you're using Kazaa,
I thought Napster was gone.
Kazaa. A lot of people call it Kazaa. Kazaa, BearShare, any of those file-sharing programs, a lot of them pay for their way on the internet by throwing ads at you. And so none of these pop-up utilities that we're talking about will help you because that's actually being served through the program, not through the internet.
Right. If you run AdAware and remove basically everything it shows you, Kazaa won't work anymore. So
yeah, actually, I've heard that there was a program out there. Oh, I shouldn't be telling people that there's something called K++ that they'd want to use.
Or Kazaa Lite.
Well, Kazaa Lite still actually has some junk in it.
Some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, K++, I heard, is the one that's really stripped down and... but I shouldn't be saying
what
that.
What would be really bad is if you told them, like a web address or something.
I have no idea, but probably if you went and searched for K++ at Google, you'd find it.
Plus plus spelled out or plus plus
the
symbol?
No, just the letter K++.
Wow. Well, that's not enough information.
Yeah, only half the fat and calories, right?
Less than that.
Let's talk to Marissa on the computer corner here. Marissa, welcome.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Is this the actress, Marissa?
No, actually, I call myself Marissa.
Oh, Marissa.
Yes.
Oh, well, okay. We'll
do you mind if we call you Marissa? You can call you can call us Moo Yucks.
Okay, that's a deal.
Whatever works, right? What's ailing you?
Well, actually, it could be an Internet Explorer problem. I run Windows XP. I have Norton Internet Security, virus protection, all of that. I keep everything up to date regularly, and yet for some reason my home page, when I'm running using Internet Explorer, my home page seems to be popping up phantom icons on my taskbar, to the point where it's like every time I go to a new web page or website, a new one of these will pop up on the bottom.
Yeah, you have adware or spyware installed in your machine.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that the spybot we just talked about, or adware, which are both the links are on our website.
Okay.
Either one of those, that's where I would start. There's a possibility that you've allowed like Weatherbug and these other programs download some additional stuff. And if you have a program that can skirt its way around and kind of, hide from these adware programs, you may have to manually go in there and extract that stuff out of there. Do you see that there's extra toolbars in your browser now?
Yes.
Okay, well then you definitely have been infiltrated.
There's a search toolbar that I turn off every single time. It drives me crazy.
Right. If you go to your ad remove programs, you may be able to look for something that says anything about toolbars.
Okay.
And just uninstall it there. Sometimes that'll get rid of it. Sometimes the adware programs will get rid of it. And sometimes you just have to actually, somebody that knows how to look at the startup files in your computer will have to go line by line to figure out what all is loading, what needs to be there, what doesn't need to be there.
Okay.
So it gets ugly.
I have another quick question, and maybe this is related to the same thing.
Sure.
There are about half a dozen home page addresses that I cannot delete. Is there auto entries that...
You're talking about in your favorites?
I beg your pardon?
In your favorites?
No. It's like when you're completing your address.
Oh, the autocomplete, yeah.
The auto entry sort of completing the address. I know how to delete history, how to delete cookies and all that kind of stuff. And normally it works, but a while back, it must have been over one day or something like that, there are about half a dozen websites that I visited, and those addresses I cannot get rid of. They won't delete. I've gone on the Microsoft website. I've tried to figure out if you go into Internet options where you have your homepage,
and it won't let you get rid of them.
In there, you can't delete them from there. I can't get rid of them.
Likely that it is part of that same adware problem, because it basically takes over your browser. I mean, you no longer have total control. They're controlling your experience.
Yeah, I've tried. I mean, I've tried the Microsoft, suggestions on trying to reinstall Internet Explorer and everything.
No.
That's assuming that Internet Explorer. That would be assuming Internet Explorer still had control, and see, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Yeah. So none of that stuff's going to help, because they're assuming that you don't have any of these programs. You've allowed something to be installed, and probably gave it permission somewhere along the line, because it said it, hidden in the user agreement. It said, and by the way, we're going to install this, and you said, oh, I agree.
But there's this cool little search thing that's going to help me, or there's these cool little things I can add to my email.
Actually, I think it was my teenage daughter. I'll have a little talk with her.
Yeah, you had to tell her, hey, you wanna be on the internet, you better forget about downloading that stuff. Forget about it.
Yeah, next time you're going off the bridge.
I'll talk to her in detail about that, but she doesn't seem to understand. I just wanted to say thanks, guys. I've learned a lot today. I just happened on your radio program this morning. I will log on to your website and try and solve this problem.
It's taken us 11 years to get to Marissa.
Yes, that long. Now I know where to find you. It's a big help. Thank you.
And by the way, the audio archives for those that were emailing us saying when are they going to be available, they are for last week's show. They're up.
They're
available. And I'm trying to upload this week's show as we do it. So, Marissa, you can actually listen to previous shows on our website as well.
Oh, great.
So,
you're really intrigued.
24/7 data doctors.
I'll do that.
Thank you. What a dream. Thanks.
Take care.
We're slowly going to infiltrate people's minds.
We're converting them all, one foreigner at a time. Right, last week it was some guy from Rhodesia.
Well, the guy that wrote in saying, hey, I was looking for your stuff, he was from South Australia down under.
There you go.
I can't speak like them guys.
It was Adelaide.
How much longer before we get Vegemite sandwiches?
Well, it's time to take a break, so how about we go to a break?
Yeah.
We'll go check out the KTAR refrigerator, and there's something that looks like Vegemite in there growing.
And we did tease the teddy bear virus, so when we come back, we're going to talk to Jim about the teddy bear virus.
Oh, we'll do that. Stay tuned. It's the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I just decided I don't believe in God.